Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
Self-awareness activities. 8 powerful ways to become more self-aware and know yourself better. There are a plethora of activities you can include in your everyday life in order to become more self-aware. Becoming more self-aware can be beneficial to a variety of situations, such as social interactions, relationships, and professional endeavors. In this video, we're going to share 8 powerful ways you can use to develop the skill of self-awareness. What exactly is self-awareness? Self-awareness is being able to understand yourself on a deeper level. This includes understanding what has shaped your personality, what inspires your reactions to certain events, and why you might feel certain emotions stronger than others. Why should you practice self-awareness? Practicing self-awareness is important for building meaningful relationships where you give as much as you receive. It is also important to help you understand your value as well as know your limitations. Self-awareness can also help you understand where you might need to improve in certain areas of your life. Engaging in activities that help make developing self-awareness more intriguing or exciting can help make the process much less daunting than it might seem. Know your triggers. We all have things that might make us instantly upset, angry, or uneasy. We might not completely understand why these things bother us, which is the only way we can try to overcome these triggers. Consider reflecting on a couple of your triggers, maybe 2 to 4, and write them down. Then reflect on what about each particular trigger bothers you when you believe this trigger started, and describe in detail how it makes you feel. Then write down any thoughts that come up when you reflect on this trigger. Being able to dissect your trigger will help you find ways to avoid it until you are ready to confront it and tackle it. It will also help you gain confidence to voice your discomfort when your trigger is present. Mindful meditation. Mindfulness and meditation might seem like buzzwords from the self-help world, but they are actually scientifically studied and proven methods to improve your mental health. These practices consist of trying to remove outside noise and distractions to focus on the present moment, becoming more aware of physical sensations, natural thought patterns, and more. There are ample free resources and apps that will guide you through meditations that will increase your mindfulness and help you learn so much more about yourself from the inside out. When you are feeling particularly stressed, consider taking the time to meditate. Decisions and feedback. Whenever you face a decision that doesn't necessarily come naturally, consider writing it down. Write down what the scenario is, what your pros and cons are for each decision you could make, how you were feeling about the scenario, and how you came to make your ultimate decision. Keep a habit of doing this and go back every couple of months or so and reflect on what you've written. Consider giving yourself feedback, such as what the result of your decision was, what you might have done differently, or how you feel about what you've written. This exercise can help you become more self-aware about your decision-making skills, how you are motivated to make decisions, and can potentially help you learn about certain behavior patterns you might want to either celebrate or improve. Thought journal. A thought journal can be an immensely helpful resource to help you learn more about yourself. Essentially, you record any thoughts that are recurring, stressful, or common. You will learn more about how you react to certain situations and how external factors can influence your behaviors or emotions, whether positively or negatively. If you have trouble getting started, there are guided thought journals available that will give you daily prompts to help you become more introspective. Learn your ABCs. This interesting exercise helps you examine events in your life that may trigger strong emotions, cause you immense stress, or even traumatic events that occur. Making an attempt to learn about your stress and how you manage these stressful events before, during, and after will teach you a lot about yourself. You can learn about strengths you didn't realize you had, as well as when you need to ask for help or support from your loved ones or even a professional. You might also learn ways you can try to prevent another bad situation from happening again. The ABCs are activating event. This is what event made you stress, triggered something in you, or caused you some type of devastation or trauma. Belief. Did you form a new belief about yourself or someone else because of this event? Are these beliefs true or false? Consequence. What is the consequence of this event? The beliefs you made you form, and what fallout did it cause in your life? One other positive outcome of practicing this ABC activity is you might be able to incorporate it into the moment to help you calm down and rationalize a more healthy response to stressful matters. The Unergy exercise. This exercise might seem a little bit dark, but it is a commonly practiced technique for self-awareness that many find effective and ultimately inspiring. Essentially, you write a eulogy for yourself, filled with what you hope others would say about you at your funeral. Some prompts to help you start this exercise would be to reflect on what you hope to accomplish in your life, what traits you want others to admire in you, and how others will remember you. This exercise can help you learn more about what positive things you bring into the world, as well as what you might want to improve on. It can become motivation to think before you speak, make wiser decisions, and even inspire you to go after those dreams and goals you have been wavering on. Take a personality test. There are numerous personality tests available after a simple Google search. While there may not be a lot of science behind these, and some are very generic, they can be a helpful tool to get you started on your self-awareness journey. These tests tend to consist of many questions we would never think of ourselves. They force you to reflect on some pretty deep aspects of your personality and your behavior. You are guaranteed to learn something new about yourself when you take these tests. Ask yourself why. We might not realize just as deeply ingrained our whys are for so many aspects of our life, such as our behavior, emotions, reactions, and choices. When we take the time to really analyze why we are the way we are, even though it can be tough sometimes, we have the opportunity to know ourselves on an incredibly deep level. When facing a tough decision, making a strong emotional reaction to something, or when something doesn't make us happy, taking the time to ask ourselves why and letting ourselves answer that question without a lot of thought or planning can be really eye-opening. Self-awareness isn't something that happens overnight, and becoming self-aware will take us on a different path. Not every exercise will work for everyone, but each one is a great place to start.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.